It was supposed to be a year of slow but steady economic growth. But somehow 2011 is going out with maybe even less optimism than it came in. The home foreclosure and job worries are still here, and 2011 brought new global uncertainty and more worries about U.S. debt. WBUR has been covering these issues through the year, and now we're joined by business and technology reporter Kurt Nakisch to talk about what we have to look forward to in 2012. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Bob.
Let's start with the word that's on many people's lips this week as they're spending more and more time together during the holidays, and that word is jobs. What did 2011 give us in terms of employment and unemployment, and what might 2012 hold?
Well, this past year definitely headed in the right direction at first. This time last year, the unemployment rate was 8.3%, and during the first half of the year, Massachusetts employers were adding jobs at a relatively brisk pace, and then this summer, that rate of hiring really tapered off. We're now down to 7.0%. Unfortunately, we've lost that brisk pace of hiring that we really need to make a dent in the unemployment rate.
And what about the coming year in 2012?
Well, that's exactly what I asked an economist at Northeastern University. Alan Clayton Matthews does a lot of forecasting for the state. And here's what he had to say about the jobless rate here in the Commonwealth in 2012.
I expect it to rise. It's at 7% in November with slow, very slow, virtually no employment growth. And an increase in labor force, I expect the unemployment rate will therefore rise. By the end of next year, maybe about 7.5%.
Well, that's not exactly very encouraging, Kurt. One thing we've reported on over and over this year is that the state's jobless rate remains well below the national rate, but could it be catching up? Could they become more equal?
They're going to get closer, but it's important to remember why. The private sector is still going to be adding jobs overall in the coming year. The reason it's going to go back up is that more people are, you know, finishing that grad degree that they started 2 years ago and they couldn't find work. They're going back onto the job market and looking for jobs. So that there are going to be more jobs in Massachusetts over the coming year. There's just going to be that many more people looking for them.
So who's going to be hiring?
Well, the usual suspects, education, healthcare, also technology. And we saw a lot of activity in biotech this past year and expect to see it again in the coming year. You remember Vertex expanded down there on the South Boston waterfront, kickstarting a larger development. International drug firms have been deciding that they have to be in Cambridge. Santa Fe Aventis bought Genzyme this past year. And just earlier this month, the new Genzyme CEO said his company is going to be hiring aggressively in 2012. They're hoping to get a multiple sclerosis drug approved next year. So the good news is biotech is producing a lot of good high-paying jobs. Unfortunately, it's not the answer if you live, you know, outside of 495 and don't have those skills.
The tech sector, same thing in the tech sector?
Yeah, the nice thing that we saw this past year is that the IPO market, which was just clobbered during the recession and the credit crunch, it came back. Dunkin' Donuts, you'll remember, was the big local brand. Zipcar went public too. But it's especially important for local tech companies like Carbonite, which went public this year. When people buy stock in those companies, the investors, the venture capitalists, they get their money back and they're able to put it into new companies. And so I spoke with a partner in one of those Boston VC funds, Todd Dagris of Spark Capital, and he expects the tech IPO trend to continue to an extent.
2012 is going to be a picker's market. You know, I don't think overall you can just be in the market and succeed. I think there will be IPOs in 2012 and the valuations will be pretty high. But I also think the majority of companies won't achieve that kind of success.
Kurt, let me ask you about another issue that was not addressed successfully in 2011, and that is debt. We had the national deficit, the European debt crisis, the continued debate in Washington over the debt ceiling. How is debt uncertainty going to play in 2012?
Well, one thing a lot of economists will tell you is that Massachusetts has sort of done as much as it can as far as economic growth, but now it sort of needs the rest of the country and the rest of the world to sort of come along. And so what's happening in D.C. doesn't inspire a lot of confidence. Those partisan battles matter not only when it comes to payroll taxes and unemployment benefits, but, you know, the big picture has some clouds ahead for Massachusetts when it comes to cuts in defense spending, cuts in university research and development, cuts in healthcare research. Those are some bigger ticket items that seem to be playing out in D.C., and they're going to have ripples here in Massachusetts. We just don't know how big yet.
Kurt, let's close where the recession started with housing. We know it's been another tough year in this last year for the housing market. What can we expect from the market in the coming year?
What the housing market has been doing is working through the big letdown that came after last year's homebuyer tax credit. And so most experts expect that home sales are going to keep going up, but prices actually went down a little bit this year, and some fear that they're going to continue to fall a little bit next year, or at least just hold steady. So you might be more likely to find a buyer for your home in the coming year, but you're probably not going to be able to sell your place for any more on average. And in a way, I think that kind of sums up the state's economic outlook. You know, slow improvement isn't going to bring up house prices. It's not going to bring up incomes yet, meaning consumer spending can't go up much either. It's going to be improvement technically, but I think to many, many folks in the coming year, it's just going to feel like treading water.
Well, I guess we should all be looking for wetsuits as we head into 2011 then, Kurt. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, my pleasure. Happy New Year, Bob.
WBUR business and technology reporter Kurt Nekesh.